One hostile factor facing U.S. forces if and when they're inside Afghanistan is the climate. The chief of the British Armed Services, Admiral Sir Michael Boyce, urged rapid action the other day, noting that in Afghanistan, war typically takes the winter off. We asked Major Alex Smile, chief of training at the Army Mountain Warfare School in Vermont, about what the troops will need to wear to fight successfully in Afghanistan's winter months.
In extremely cold and harsh conditions, soldiers can dress using the extended cold weather clothing system. This will enable them to stay dry and warmer. Over the years, types of material have been developed which make clothing more lightweight, more efficient at wicking moisture away from the body. That and covering up and having tents, Arctic stoves, which can be employed as a warming shelter. This will enable soldiers to fight in a harsh environment.
Well, the hostile winter was legendary from the Soviet Union's war in Afghanistan almost 20 years ago. Has there been such a revolution in cold weather gear that things could be better for U.S. forces there?
Cold weather gear is more lightweight, and nothing can completely defeat really cold weather. But this type of clothing will go a long way toward keeping soldiers warm.
But you think that the clothing that a soldier would take in these days would be able to last him for weeks on the ground in a place like Afghanistan?
You need to keep clothing clean in order for it to be effective in keeping you warm and dry. I'm sure that there will be you would have to replace clothing on a periodic basis based on how dirty you get, what kind of physical exertion you're undergoing.
Just one last question, Major Smile. When you talk about the advances that have been made in cold weather uniforms, clothing, are you talking about things that American skiers would be familiar with in terms of what parkas have been like for the past few years, or is the military ahead of the civilian sector here in cold weather gear?
A lot of our clothing is made from Gore-Tex. We use fleece, polypropylene, items of that nature, which any person who is a downhill skier is going to be very familiar with this type of clothing.
Well, Major Smile, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure, sir.
Major Alex Smile is the chief of training at the Army Mountain Warfare School. He spoke to us from the Ethan Allen Firing Range in Jericho, Vermont.